In a world where uncertainty reigns supreme, where shadows of chaos dance at every turn, one truth emerges unyielding. Preparation is not a luxury, but a lifeline. Behold the Wellness Company, a beacon of readiness amidst the tempestuous seas of fate. Envision a sanctuary of tranquility, where the tumult of unforeseen medical crises finds no purchase. The Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit stands as a bastion of assurance, a fortress of resilience against the unseen foes of health. Within its sacred confines lie the tools of salvation. Ivermectin, to ward off the insidious whispers of disease. Emergency antibiotics, to quell the raging storms of infection. Antivirals, to vanquish the relentless tides of contagion, and more. The Wellness Company Medical Emergency Kit is not merely a collection of supplies, it is the embodiment of preparedness itself. Crafted by the hands of esteemed healers led by luminaries such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Harvey Risch, and Dr. Drew Pinsky, this kit stands as the pinnacle of safety, the zenith of prevention. These truth-seeking doctors have forged a testament to vigilance, a testament to the unwavering pursuit of well-being. Embrace the certainty that comes from being armed against adversity. Embrace the Wellness Company, for in its embrace lies the promise of resilience, the promise of a brighter tomorrow amidst the chaos of today. Don't wait for the next crisis to strike. Visit twc.health/strangeplanet and use promo code STRANGEPLANET for an exclusive 10% discount. Prepare today and rest easy tomorrow. There's a very common sense reason gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons. The cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since Jan 21, the cost of living is up 17.9%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the house of cards will come crashing down. A presidential election year that'll have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and that's why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold. Text STRANGE to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can count on Birch Gold, too. Just text STRANGE to 989898 to claim your free info kit and to protect your savings from uncertainty today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett.
On this episode, the Luciferian plot to enslave humanity via the global vaccine industrial complex.
This is an arms race, not an arms race through weapons of mass and chemical destruction. It is an arms race that is being perpetuated by the global elite family. And I'm talking about not just the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, but also it is being backed by the global pharmaceutical industrial complex.
If you're a fan of this podcast or my weekly radio program, The Conspiracy Show, or my YouTube channel, Strange Planet, I hope you'll consider becoming an official donor. Any monthly amount is welcome and greatly appreciated. To become an official donor, go to patreon.com/strangeplanet. patreon.com/strangeplanet.
Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett. Pursuing the truth wherever it leads. Exposing evil and corruption and the secret machinations of powerful elites. Revealing the high strangeness beneath the surface of our supposed reality. Coming to you from his studio beneath the stairs, here's Richard Serrett.
Welcome to your Wednesday. Bishop Larry Gators returns to the podcast with a biblical perspective on the plan for mandatory vaccinations. Bishop Larry is the host of Global Spiritual Revolution Radio and Media Group at Life Radio, whose very DNA is conservative in thought, theocratic in spirit, God and country. GSRR Media Group, New York, is also part of the iHeart Radio Network and the iHeart Media Group. Larry is the presiding bishop of End Time Age Deliverance Ministries Worldwide in New York City. His stated global mission is to return America back to its Judeo-Christian roots as a Christian nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Hey, Bishop Larry, welcome back to Conspiracy Unlimited. How are you, my friend?
My friend, Brother Richard Syrett, it is such a great honor to be back with you on Conspiracy Unlimited here this afternoon.
All right, so I know one of the things that you want to talk about is this new Cold War. Now, when I think of Cold War, most of us think of Cold War, we think about the 1950s and 60s when the United States and the Soviet Union were pointing nuclear weapons at each other. Today, when I think of the emerging new Cold War, I think of China. Is that what you had in mind?
Well, this brand new Cold War, that not through the weapons of biological and chemical destruction, such as an atom or a hydrogen bomb, but you and I are eyewitnessing the advent of a new Cold War through the prism of both the global vaccinational industrial complex, but through the prism of manipulation. And so in order for us to understand, there is a term that God gave me right before we went live. And this term is social distancing. Okay, so I want to use wisdom around that. And the question is, in order for us to understand this, not just from a geopolitical standpoint, but also from a medical standpoint, we have to examine this, my brother, from a spiritual paradigm. So when we're talking about this new Cold War, the global vaccinational industrial complex, I have to look at it from a spiritual paradigm. So we have 7.7 billion people upon the face of this planet. And we are told by world governments that there has to be social distancing, at least 6 feet from each other.
Right.
Now, if you time 7.7 billion people times 6 feet per section, that's 46,200,000,000 degrees of separation. Now, one may say, Bishop, what does that have to do with the global vaccinational industrial complex? Because it is from a spiritual paradigm. So that number 46 is a direct connection to Genesis chapter 3, because in verses 1, dropping down to verses 4 and 5, in the King James Version, the serpent speaks approximately 46 words to the woman, okay?
To
so
Eve.
Then 14 words.
To Eve, right?
Yes,
to Eve.
To Eve, absolutely. So she's not named Eve until after the fall, but absolutely. So then 14 words does the serpent speak to the woman in verse 1 of Genesis 3 and 1, 5 words in verse 4, and 27 words in verse 5. That's 46 words. But you and I have 46 chromosomes, 23 from the father, 23 from the mother. So then 7.7 billion people times 6 feet as far as social distancing equals 46,200,000 degrees of separation. So 46. Now, prior to Genesis chapter 3, man had no desire. He had no possession of any type of chromosome. Why? Because we were spirit, though we came from the dust of the ground. We had no need of any of 46 chromosomes, because you and I were the chromosome of God. But 46,200,000,000. Now that number 200 is very significant, my brother, because in Enoch chapter 6, which is one of the 45 so-called lost books that were extracted from the Vatican back during the 325 Nicene Council in 325 AD, through Constantine and Pope Sylvester, where they took out 10 of the 45 books. And then later, many years later, in 1666, they took out additional 35.
Yeah, that's the Apocrypha. They're still important books, but they're part of the Apocrypha, right?
Exactly. So then in Enoch chapter 6, it gives a catalog of 20 angels, the names of the 20 angels, which consists of 10% of the original 200. There's that number 200 that they created a conspiracy, a pact on Mount Hermon, the same mountain that Jesus went to three times in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, as far as the Mount of Transfiguration. So then 7.7 billion people times 6 feet from each other, that's a composition of 46 billion, 200 million degrees of separation. So 46 chromosomes. Now, prior to Genesis 3, you and I had no chromosomes. We didn't need that because we had God. Then 200 million, you had 200 angels in Enoch chapter 6, 10% are named in Enoch 6, that which next week we can get into. So I wanted to point that out, that this, to understand this global conspiracy, we can only understand it from a spiritual paradigm. As now we're going to get into this new Cold War, the global vaccinational industrial complex. So we are seeing the greatest manipulation in human history. Go right ahead, brother.
Well, I was going to ask you about these numbers, because interesting connections. Someone might say, well, that's just a coincidence. I'm sure you could find other instances in the Bible that add up to 46 or, you know, 200. But are you saying that these numbers were chosen by the elites because this is kind of their signature? They're telling us that this all goes back to, one, the garden, the fall, the fallen angels, and all of this, that they purposely chose 6 feet times 7.7 billion because this is their signature.
This, and that's a great question. Because when we look from a biblical standpoint concerning this new Cold War, the global vaccination industrial complex, that these 46 words that the serpent spoke. Now, as a side point, in the Gospel according to St. John, when the Sanhedrin had questioned Jesus, that Jesus said, I can destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. But the Sanhedrin council said it took our fathers 46 years. To build this temple that you and I call corpse, or a corporation. So the deep state is commanding 7.7 billion corpse or corporations to socially distance themselves according to Genesis chapter 3, verses 1, and then dropping down to verses 4 and 5. Because the first word, man of God, that the serpent speaks to the woman in Genesis 3:1 is the word yay, okay? That's a masculine term. So then why would the serpent be speaking to a feminine woman in terms of masculinity? Because the serpent is attempting to usurp the authority of her husband so that the serpent becomes the husband. That's another topic for another day. So the first word is yay, but the last word that the serpent speaks to the woman is in verse number 5, which is evil. So when you connect the words yea to the word evil, then it becomes a Coptic term, yea evil, with the L silent at the end, which means social distancing within the Coptic Egyptian language. Now, to the average listener, they think that this is far-fetched and this is beyond comprehension. So when we're dealing with this global Luciferian deep state, okay, and mind you, the first letter of Lucifer, L, Satan, S, devil, D, there's your LSD. In order for us to understand, to wrap our heads around what is going on a global scale concerning this vaccinational war, this is a arms race, Brother Richard, not an arms race through weapons of mass and chemical destruction. It is an arms race that is being perpetuated by the global elite families. And I'm talking about not just the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, but also it is being backed by the global pharmaceutical industrial complex. Because the term pharmacy then comes from the Greek word pharmakeia, which means divination or witchcraft. And so this is a spiritual paradigm. It is an arms race through manipulation and bringing about a global plan of depopulation. I know this sounds like a sci-fi movie. So in order for us to understand this new Cold War, we have to have a new mindset, unlike the West did toward the Soviets between 1947 to 1991, to the fall of the Soviet Union. So there's a threefold paradigm that the global Baphomet deep state is perpetuating to bring this vaccination. It is the manipulation of reality that we call esokinesis, or that which is kinetic, the manipulation of time, that is chronokinesis, the manipulation of time through the manipulation of probability that you and I call psychokinesis. Oh, that's interesting. So then the first letters of ESO, chrono, and tycho is ECT. And this term that we use all the time unconsciously, et cetera, that it is actually a term of hexing or putting a curse upon someone. This goes back at least 2,000 years to the Roman Empire. Because within the Roman Empire, during the reign of Nero, and talk about around 65, 66 AD, there was a group of assassins who were also witches and warlocks. They were called the Arguers, or Argue, capital A-R-G-U-R, or A-U-G-U-R-Y. And this is where we get the term to argue. So then that term argue means to self-curse. To the average person, this doesn't make any sense. But in order for us to expose this global conspiracy of vaccination, we have to first expose the manipulation that's tied to it. So it is, my friend, a global vaccinational war through manipulation.
Sorry, you mentioned ETC. Let's back up and explain this acronym now, ETC. Explain what each of those stand for again. E is?
Yes, sir. Is esokinesis, right? And that is capital E-S-S-O-kinesis. That represents the manipulation of reality. So the term kinesis, or that which is kinetic, it simply means that the human mind in the human cell or genome is remotely controlled outside of the person's knowledge. So when we look at Antifa and Black Lives Matter, it's called Black Lives Matter, not because they are of any significance to the deep state, but they're nothing but a matter, a piece of a chemical compound that they can kinetically control through emotion. Because most of Black Americans, not all, Brother Richard, but a great percentage, we have never dealt with the pain of our past and the trauma of our present. So you have George Soros, okay, through the global deep state, they have been manipulating Black emotion for centuries. And so now we see the rioting in Los Angeles and Minneapolis and Chicago.
So when you say Black Lives Matter, matter as in mass matter, a collection of atoms, not matter as in important, but matter as in atoms, a collection of atoms, just a mass, something to be utilized and manipulated. Got it.
You hit that right on the button as we're talking about this new Cold War, this global vaccination industrial complex. And one of the greatest theologians in history, a man by the name of Baruch de Spinoza, once said, What altar of refuge can a man find himself when he commits treason against the majesty of reason? So in other words, the global deep state has committed treason against the majesty of God's domain and God's presence by destroying America. So then this esokinesis E, that's the manipulation of reality by manipulating mindsets, not just here in America, but around the world.
That would include things like deep fake, which is the manipulation of videos and audio. That would include the fake news. That would include perhaps even things like mind control.
Oh my God, you hit that right on the button concerning the term media, from whence we get the term medium. Now, a medium in the word of the Lord was a witch and a warlock. So you got people like Rachel Madcow Maddow on MSNBC, and then you have Don Sweet Tea Lemon on the Crack News Network. These are mediums. These are agents of confusion by manipulating the masses through esokinesis, by manipulating reality. And then you have the manipulation of time called chronokinesis. And so you take an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and fold it, okay?
Yep.
That's called time warping, the bending of time. And so then is this 2020? I don't want to get into that because that's not the premise of what we're talking about. But they're manipulating reality by manipulating the time of a people who don't know who they are. So when we're talking about the Julian calendar, right, going back to 45 BCE before the Common Era, and then later in 1582, the Gregorian calendar created by a Jesuit high priest who was also a pope in 1582, Pope Gregory the 13th. So these two men, Julius Caesar, from which we get the term Caesarian section for our sisters, then also the Gregorian calendar is not based on the time of God. Now, why do I say that in regards to this global vaccination industrial complex? Because time is an illusion, Brother Syrett. So does Dr. Albert Einstein said concerning chronokinesis, that time is a man-made entity trying to catch up with an eternal God. So time has been introduced into the cosmos called the Earth because of the fall of Lucifer. Because prior to verse 2 of Genesis chapter 1, time did not exist. So that's chronokinesis, the manipulation of time. See, chronokinesis.
Interesting.
Then we have the manipulation of probability called tychokinesis. Well, what is probability? The creation of a set order of events that can be altered or disordered by a remote entity. So there's a term called chaos theory. And that chaos theory simply means, if I can use Jesus Christ as an example, he came 2,000 years ago, man of God, as the order of light. The perfect order of light, for God is light. I keep telling preachers, stop preaching that God created the light. He did not. Genesis 1 and 3 says, did not say that God created the light. Why would God need to create himself? He is the light. And in him there is no darkness at all. So Christ came to bring the order of himself as the light that will automatically bring disorder to the order of darkness. So in order for us to conquer and to expose this new Cold War, this global vaccination industrial complex, we in the body of Christ must understand that darkness has a order. So whatever God has in truth, Satan has a counterfeit. So that those three paradigms of manipulation of reality, esokinesis, the manipulation of time, chronokinesis, in the manipulation of probability, tachokinesis. And as a quick side note, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me. Now, remember in during the temptations of Christ in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, okay? They were the same type of temptation, lust of the flesh, L, lust of the eyes, L, and the pride of life, P. Well, LLP is the acronym signifying law or that which is legality. So Satan is a legalist. So the reason why we're in the condition that we're in as a society and as a nation, because those nations have opened the door for demons to come in because we gave the devil a legal right. So Christ, who fasted actually 120 days, three sets of temptations, 40 days in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus conquered the manipulation of reality, Matthew. Jesus conquered the manipulation of time, Mark, because the devil showed Jesus the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. That's chronokinesis. And Jesus conquered and destroyed the manipulation of probability in Luke. It's still the lust of the flesh, eyes, and pride of life, but man of God, but they come in different numerical order. So to understand this global vaccinational industrial complex, and is a new war, it's a vaccinational war through the paradigm of manipulation.
More of my conversation with Bishop Larry Gators when Conspiracy Unlimited returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I can't stop talking about the pomegranate super tea from my friends at Get the Tea. They actually changed the name. It used to be known as Formula 13 Pomegranate Cleansing Tea, but this gentle cleansing tea now contains a new, stronger formula. All I know is it still tastes great, it's still refreshing, and it still provides me with energy and a sense of well-being. This new blend of tea contains some of the same ingredients as those that are in the Life Change teas, but with added natural pomegranate flavor and stevia to give it a natural, slightly sweetened taste. One pouch of tea contains 8 tea bags, enough to last for 1 month. I brew 2 gallons at a time, and then it steeps in cold water. Into the fridge it goes, and that's enough to last for the week. I start my day every day with a 16-ounce, cool, refreshing glass of this amazing herbal, non-GMO, caffeine-free tea. It provides a daily gentle cleanse that rids my body of any intruders. A healthy gut is the key to a healthy body. So, come on board and find out for yourself. The Super Tea also comes in peppermint. These teas are not available in any store. Use the code UNLIMITED and all your orders ship for free. Get your tea from GetTheTea.com.
Theoretical physicists say that there's as many as 12 hyperdimensions. Here are just 3 of them. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Conspiracy Unlimited. Pretty cool, huh? Here's an extra one. Conspiracy Unlimited. Hey, how about one more? Conspiracy Unlimited. And the great thing is we have 6 hyperdimensions left. Conspiracy Unlimited. 5.
Bishop Larry Gators is here discussing what he describes as the Luciferian vaccine industrial complex. Now, there's a new type of vaccine in the works, the RNA vaccine. So for a typical vaccine, the antigen is introduced into the body to produce an immune response. But with these new RNA DNA-based vaccines, there's no antigen introduced, only the RNA or DNA containing the genetic information to produce the antigen. So RNA and DNA in these vaccines provides the instructions to the body to produce the antigen itself. So I'm not really comfortable with the idea of a vaccine changing our RNA and our DNA. Is this part of the Luciferian agenda?
Absolutely. You hit a powerful nerve with me as we're talking about this global vaccination industrial complex. It started in the garden, okay? Now, when we look at the serpent has three paradigms. So then you have the body of the snake called the serpent. That's a counterfeit outer court. Then you have the character of the serpent called the snake. That's the counterfeit inner court. Then you have the psyop, okay? The counterfeit Holy of Holies, which is the serpent in its character. The snake is called a species. Now, according to the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, the CDC is not called the Centers for Disease Eradication because the deep state is not interested in eradicating our sickness and disease. They don't want to get at the root. But according to the CDC, going back to 2009, they said that there are at least 3,000 diploid cell culture lines. Now, now somebody may say, well, Bishop, what do you mean diploid cell culture lines? So this begins not just in the garden, but in Genesis 6, Enoch 6, in Jude 6, historical social distancing 666. Now, there is a vaccination called MRC5 through the Medical Research Council out of the United Kingdom that was created in 1913 through the Purbright Institute. Now, the Purbright Institute, which is heavily subsidized through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So the Purbright Institute is an offspring of the Purbright Society. It was the Purbright Institute in 1913, a year prior to the advent of World War I, who had created chemical weapons of mass destruction, gases and other agents that had disfigured American, Canadian, and German soldiers. They came out of the Purbright Institute in 1913. So MRC5 is a diploid cell vaccination that is the composition of dead cells from aborted fetuses.
Yeah, lung tissue, I think, 14-week-old. Right.
Yes. So then your listeners can just type in products that use aborted fetuses, right, on HLI.org. So MRC5, which is heavily subsidized, not just by the Purbright Institute, but also they're heavily subsidized through British intelligence, which is MI6, the British equivalent of the American CIA. Then you have an HEK293 diploid cell vaccination. It's called human embryonic kidney 293 cell strand. In other words, it comes under the Trojan horse as an additive, a preservative called artificial flavoring. HEK293, that comes from the aborted cells of female children or fetuses, is added in coffee mates. I kid you not. This is the reason why President Trump,
good Lord,
had shut down funding, not just to the National Institutes of Health in Washington, D.C., but President Trump also shut down fetal tissue research that the University of California at San Francisco was receiving millions of dollars from the U.S. government of creating MRC5 along with the United Kingdom government, you know, and the British government, and this human embryonic kidney cell strain, where they would create vaccinations for certain vaccines, those Cs, but also MRC5 and HEK293 is an additive in coffee make creamers, Lay's potato chips, Chips Ahoy. I kid you not. They're in the American food supply. Not every piece of food, but most of the foods in the soft drinks and even the bottled waters that we call spring water, but we're drinking nothing more than city tap water. This is a manipulation of reality, time, and probability. There's another cell strain called PER-C6 that was created in 1985 through the Purbright Institute out of England and through the Novartis AG group out of Basel, Switzerland. Now, remember, when I was on your powerful show last time, Kobe Bryant was in the process of suing the Novartis AG group.
Right.
So that's right. Another topic for another day. So then MRC5, HEK293, human embryonic kidney cell strain, which is also used by many cosmetic companies, at least in America. Now, the Central Intelligence Agencies, okay, they own a lot of skincare companies, at least in the United States. Well, Brother Richard Syrett, what interest does the agency have in the cosmetic skincare industry? Because many of these lotions, now the original term for lotion was potion. We're talking about this global vaccinational industrial complex. So MRC5, HEK293, PER-C6, okay, which is also a human cell line, okay? Now, also according to the European Medicines Agency, going back to 2009, they said that there are also, according to also what the CDC said, 3,000 diploid cell culture lines. But guess what? Brother Syrett, there are 3,000 different species of serpents and snakes on this earth, but there are 3,000 diploid cell lines that are used for vaccinational purposes and throughout the global food and water supply. You and I are experiencing the greatest global cover-up in human history based upon a scam. As we're talking about this new Cold War, the global vaccinational industrial complex, including other cell lines such as HT1080 and HUH7 cell lines, and the DTP vaccinational cell line, better known as diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. That's a vaccination for children. So what they're doing, they're taking the cells, okay, of brain cells of aborted fetuses and injecting that into children to protect them from smallpox and, okay, polio and other diseases. You and I are witnessing the greatest global cover-up in human history. But at the same time, because of this social distancing of 666, this 46 billion, 200 million degrees of separation, you and I are witnessing the greatest global hex and curse and spell put upon humanity.
So just explain it, break that down for us in real simple terms. By injecting aborted fetus cells into us, what is the end game here?
The end game is transhumanism. In the sick mind of the global deep state, you have to understand, my brother, and you know this, is that there's a difference between a psychopath and a sociopath. These devils are psychopaths and they're sociopaths. They don't believe in wasting any type of life. So we have to understand what the word of the Lord says, that the life of the flesh is in the blood. You and I know that as Christians, but Satan has the opposite interpretation. The life of the flesh is not in the blood to Satan, okay? But the life of the blood is in the flesh. So then this deep state, what would possess them to contaminate the global vaccinational system and to contaminate the global food supply and drink supply? Matter, I was on another radio show recently, Manica, a few days ago, and I was sharing with the host that Mountain Dew and Mellow Yellow, okay, has an ingredient called gum arabic. Now, it's from an acacia tree, but it came out a year ago within the press, within the nations of India and Pakistan. Now, what I'm about to say, I'm not castigating my Pakistani or Indian brothers and sisters. But the ingredients in Mellow Yellow, okay, part of Mellow Yellow and Mountain Dew comes from the urine of camels and cows. Man of God, I kid you not. Yes. So we're not talking about the Yellow Mellow or the Mountain Dew industry here. There's no proof of that. But there's satellite corporations that's connected to Dr. Pepper and Pepsi here. In India and Pakistan, they have created a beverage called bovine soft drink, or a bovine beverage, capital B-O-V-I-N-E, that even now many citizens in those countries of India and Pakistan are drinking camel urine and cow urine to protect them from a present pandemic that I'm not going to name. So again, you're dealing with psychopaths and sociopaths. So then, man of God, as we move on here, this is powerful. So Mellow Yellow, okay, and Mountain Dew has an ingredient called gum arabic, okay, which partly comes from the acacia tree, okay? But there's another term called sodium benzoate with the E silent. That is a flavoring compound in Mellow Yellow and Mountain Dew that comes from the urine of camels and cows that any one of your listeners can look up. I know this is sick. What would possess the global deep state to do this? The end game is not just transhumanism and geoengineering and gene splicing and gene editing, but these devils want to depopulate us through Solve-ET coagulation. That term, Solve-ET coagulation, that's not only on the arms of Baphomet, but it's also the tattoo on one of the arms of the British writer J.K. Rowling. And any one of your listeners can just go through Google Images. Solve-ET coagulation is a depopulation code stating, my friend, that the deep state will dissolve a certain population or populace in a certain geographical location in order to replace that empty space with the blood of the global elite. So what we're going through now has been in the works for centuries. This is the new Cold War, the global vaccinational industrial complex, that the entire food supply of America and Canada and throughout the world must be overhauled, because we have been drinking, at least here in America, through Coffee Mate. And this can be, studied and examined online. But hundreds of links that the American people, as sick as this is, has been drinking the liquefied substance of children or fetuses for decades.
Let me just go back there for a second, because as you were talking, I logged on to Google and I searched that up. J.K. Rowling, yes, she's revealed she has a tattoo etched on her wrist. It's in Latin, and it says solve, E-T as in et, solve et coagula. And so what is the translation of that? That's from Latin.
Yes, sir.
And what does it mean?
Absolutely. Great question, Manica. The translation of Psalm ET or Ed Coagula or coagulation, it represents the dissolvement of a certain populace to make room for the blood of the elite. When we go back hundreds of years, there was a Khazarian scholar in Eastern Europe by the name of Levi, okay, Eliphas, or some calling Eliphas Levi. He was the one that created the entity of Baphomet. And so when you and I say Baphomet, there's a code word within Baphomet is Mohammed. So Baphomet, so the Hebrew gematria interpretation of Baphomet, Ba means six, Fam means six, or Met means six. So Baphomet, Ba six, Fa six, and Met six, like Babylon. So Eliphas Levi, who had created the entity of Baphomet, and the code word Saul E.T. Coagula, he was a futurist. In other words, in this global conspiracy, he dreamed of and prophesied of the blood of the global elite, that blood that goes back to Genesis 6, that was injected into man in the form, okay, of Anakians and Nephilims and Watchers. Now, as a side point, there are two Persian terms for Anakian. Anu, capital A-N-U-N, simply means in Persian to incubate. And this is where we get the term incubus. And Naki, N-A-K-A, or N-A-K-I, especially the last two letters, K-I, not only means goddess, but it means in Persian, succubi, or to succubate. And this is where we get the term incubation, okay, or fetus. So Anakians, fallen angels, who were part, and this is transhumanism, a part of the endgame. Why do they want to contaminate the food supply, the water supply, the air supply, and the cosmetic industry? These devils are carrying the psyop in the bloodline, going back to Genesis 6, when the daughters of men were infected. Now there's a rare blood type called rhesus, capital R-H-E-S-U-S, R-H negative, R-H positive. Now, as a sign, now, I'm not saying if any of your listeners have that blood type that they cannot be born again. Yes, they can be born again. So then, that's the end game. It is going through the same psyop, going back to Genesis 6, Enoch 6, and Jude 6, especially in Enoch 6, where Lucifer wants to genetically alter the DNA in the RNA of mankind. 86% of children on this earth are vaccinated. So that term, when we're talking about vaccination, that there's a term vaccinate, which is a transliteration into an ancient Vulgate word, not the present day Vulgate, Latin Vulgate, but the ancient Vulgate expression. So that term vaccinate also means to lucificate. Oh, lucificate, or lucify, or lucification. Vaccinate, lucificate, lucify, lucid. Vaccination, lucification, to genetically replicate by removing the design of God to become the design of Lucifer. My friend, this is a powerful paradigm today. And And I just got a few minutes with you before I go into another broadcast. So I'm looking forward to coming back next week. But allow me quickly to end this today, just part one of this new Cold War, the global vaccinational industrial complex. In Enix 6, there are, out of the 200 angels that make a pact with Lucifer, to inject their seed into the daughters of men, only 10% of the 200 names are mentioned, which are 20 angels. Simjaza means cognition. Simziza means thinking. Erykaba means that wheel. Ramil means to begin. Cockabil means the process. Tamil means reversing. Remil means the design. Daniel means from God. Ezekiel with a Q means to reorder. Barakiel means a new design. Asil means pathogen. Aramos means a new protein. Betaril means a beginning. Ananil means kingdom. Zakquil with a Z means a new government. Samzapil means back to heaven. Satoril means to rule. Turil means humanity. Jomjail means to reset DNA. And the last demon, Serial, means deception. So the end game of the global Balthamite Luciferian deep state, it began going back nearly 6,000 years ago in Genesis 6, Enoch 6, and including manifested in the New Testament in Jude 6. Cognitional thinking that would begin the process of reversing the design from God to reorder a new design, a new pathogen, a new protein to begin a beginning, a kingdom, a new government, back to heaven to rule humanity, to reset DNA through deception.
Oh, my Lord.
Brother Richard Syrett, that is the end game of the global Baphomet Luciferian deep state of Volume 1 today, as we just laid the foundation of a new Cold War, the global vaccinational industrial complex.
As you were talking about this and the serpent, the snake, I'm thinking about the rod of Asclepius. That's the from Greek mythology, and the two snakes entwined around this rod, which is the symbol of medicine.
Yes. You see, there is, and if you get an opportunity for your listeners, look up the word laminin, L-A-M-I-N-I-N, capital L-A-M-I-N-I-N. It is a nucleotide cell, okay, that protects both our messenger DNA and our messenger RNA. Now, if you guys look it up on Google Images, it is shaped like the cross of Christ. So that laminin, capital L-A-M-I-N-I-N, was inserted into the human genome by God, because we have to understand, man of God, in Genesis 2 and 7, God did not breathe oxygen into Adam. Oxygen is a counterfeit form of air. So the term oxygen, where we get the term oxymoron or oxygenetic, it means the counterfeit form of God's true breath. So the oxygen, people say, oh, you're breathing oxygen. No, the term oxygen is the name of one of the gods in Greek and Persian mythology, the god of the air. Well, who is the prince of the power of the air? Lucifer, Satan, the devil, LSD, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So God did not breathe the counterfeit air of oxygen into Adam. God breathed himself into himself. So the breath that you and I are breathing, and 7.7 billion people are breathing, is God. No, we're not God, but the breath that you and I are breathing came directly from God and not the counterfeit form of oxygen, which is the spiritual relative of the word kundalini. See, this is manipulation. This is the manipulation of reality, time, and probability, which has crept into the body of Christ. And that's why God has risen me up as an apostolic assassin and a Pentecostal mercenary to expose this new Cold War, the global vaccination industrial complex. And I'm looking forward to part two, my friend. It's going to be powerful.
Thank you, Bishop Larry. Very quickly, how do people listen to you on the radio?
Go to liferadionj.com/gators. That's G-A-I-T-E-R-S. Again, liferadionj.com/gators. And they can also listen to us on both the iHeartRadio network in the iHeart Media Group here in New York City, New York, every Tuesday and Thursday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They can also financially donate into our global mission by going to paypal.me/GSRR Media Group. Again, paypal.me/GSRR Media Group. And they can follow me on social media, both on Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/Bishop L. Gaiters. That's G-A-I-T-E-R-S. Also on Facebook, and they can just type in Global Spiritual Revolution Radio and join our global revolution there. And last but never least, they can follow me, connect with me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Bishop L. Gaiters, at Bishop L. Gaiters, G-A-I-T-E-R-S, and they can connect with me in the ministry there. And that is volume one of this new Cold War, the global vaccination industrial complex. And I'm looking forward to volume two, my friend.
All right, Bishop Larry, thank you so much. Talk again soon.
God bless you, sir.
Okay, before I dim the lights in my little studio beneath the stairs, I'll return in a moment to share a few words on an upcoming episode. The discovery of carbon-60 is likely to be the most amazing chemistry discovery of the late 20th century. And my friends at C60EVO.com are the world's number one manufacturer of C60. The safe, consumable form of pure C60 is called ESS60. And the mighty Aphrodite and I take a tablespoon every morning. ESS60 is the C60 formulation used in the famous 2012 original Paris study that showed ESS60 doubled the lifespan of rats. ESS60 from C60EVO.com is raw C60 that's been produced, certified, and guaranteed for safe human consumption. ESS60 from C60EVO.com is a powerful molecule that acts as a nano antioxidant to attract, stabilize, and neutralize free radicals. It's also known to have 172 times the antioxidant power of vitamin C, 172 times, which may be why people are feeling healthier on C60. All I know is the mighty Aphrodite and I are sleeping great, and we're both pain-free. To get your bottle of ESS60, go to the episode notes for this podcast and click on the C60EVO.com link. Use the code RS1SPEC to get 5% off. RS1SPEC and get 5% off. It's time to start taking responsibility for your health. Time to support your immune system. Join the mighty Aphrodite and I. If you want more energy, mental clarity, and a great night's sleep, ESS60 from C60EVO.com. Again, go to the episode notes and click on the C60EVO.com link and use the promo code RS1SPEC to get 5% off. Coming up next time, part two of my conversation with Bishop Larry Gaiters on the Luciferian Global Vaccine Industrial Complex. Until then, I'm Richard Serrett. So long for now.
A new Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review because we have huge egos and need love.
We're like cats. We need... We need constant petting. New Conspiracy Unlimited with Richard Serrett drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at conspiracyunlimitedpodcast.com. Blow your mind. That is all for now. Oh, and remember to share and give a 5-star review because we have huge egos and need love. We're like cats. We need constant petting.